A Chattanooga man convicted in the March 2025 murder of a Chickamauga resident has been sentenced to life without parole, plus 45 years. Following a three-day bench trial, Judge Don Thompson found 42-year-old Nicholas Cheaton guilty of murder, arson, and other charges in the death of 39-year-old William Jones. Prosecutors say Cheaton shot Jones, stole property from his home, then attempted to conceal the crime by setting fire to the residence. Investigators use cell phone records, GPS data, and DNA evidence to link Cheaton to the murder. A new audit of Chattooga County's 2024 finances found multiple problems involving accounting, purchasing, budgeting, and project oversight. Auditors cited more than $333,000 in undocumented broadband project expenses, questioned road project spending, and identified weaknesses in financial controls. Soil Commissioner Andy Allen says many of the issues predate his administration and that corrective actions are already underway. The county has hired additional accounting staff, strengthened oversight procedures, and is working to improve documentation, procurement practices, and budget management. Parents of rising 7th and 11th grade students in Walker County are being reminded to make sure the required vaccines are up to date before the new school year begins. Georgia law requires 7th graders to receive two vaccines. Most 11th graders must also get a booster shot. All immunizations have to be documented on a Georgia Form 3231. Medical and religious exemptions are available. Parents are encouraged to schedule appointments now and avoid the last-minute delays before classes begin. We've got more news coming up after this. Fort Oglethorpe police say two masked individuals who caused concern at a local tanning business have been identified as teenagers involved in what they believe was a prank. Officers responded Tuesday evening to a report at Suntan City and later used flock camera technology to identify those involved. No injuries were reported and no charges have been announced. Police say concealing one's identity in public can create fear and lead to dangerous situations. They urge parents to discuss the legal and safety consequences of such actions with their children. Details on all of these stories on our website at discoverwalker.com. I'm Chris Goforth, Georgia 93.7 in Lafayette's own AM 1590 WQCH.